Howdy, partners. This episode was recorded today, January 29th, 2026. I'm out on the move, like back in the day, and it's pretty peaceful. I was hoping this would be a bit quieter, but over the river there's a busy road. I think this park might have some dogs in, but this is pretty much as peaceful as it gets around these ends. For those of you that have maps handy, like you should, like we had in the notes, compulsory items for listening. A map, you need to have maybe a set square and maybe some sort of firearm. But anyway, I'm currently in Taichung's fashionable South Central, walking back to my drum, and I've just finished work. You probably hear it in my voice. I'm a little bit croaky, been singing, but nice day. And anyway, this is just a quick one to sort out the timelines in the Tidbits Pod universe. But before that, let's have a little slapdash intro that maybe I'll edit later, but whatever. Tank fly ball smoke jam titty bitty. You're listening to the boy with some big fat titties. This is Jack Tidball. This is Jack Tidball. Bong. All right, chums, we are having a team meeting, and so I need you all to open your file of faxes, turn to page 71. Hot on the agenda is Tidbits, as always. So make sure there's some fresh ink. Get a cartridge in your fountain pen. And this is important. Let's talk about the lost tapes. And I think I like it, the idea of it, the lost tapes, and they were recorded a while ago, a few months or whatever. That works. But I think now we're in a situation where I've got a few episodes kind of in the can, and I'll be releasing them in order, so it still makes sense, which is fine. But it means that now, when do the lost tapes end? Like, if I record new ones, am I just creating fresh lost tapes, and then all of it from now on is going to be the Tidbits Pod lost tapes files or whatever? So anything, am I just adding to the big queue of them? Or, we'll have a sort of dual timeline, as it were. Kind of like it's a podcast, but it's in sort of like an Escher Steps, Pulp Fiction-y, non-linear situation. Like these... I've got a load banked, but I need to sort them, because otherwise, I don't know, it might get quite confusing. But maybe they're all kind of standalone anyway, so you guys are smart. But anyway, tell you what it feels like. I feel like I'm kind of at the... Have you ever seen that clip of Christopher Nolan, and he's standing at his blackboard, and he's explaining the timeline structure of Memento with fucking chalk and shit? And this is not that complicated at all. So and what I'm gonna do, right, let's simplify. I think instead of just calling them the lost tapes, maybe I could just call anything recorded in 2025 a lost tape, and then we can start fresh in 2026. Or fuck it, if I put, just like I've done for the last few, if I put the date of recording at the start and in the episode names, then Yeah, I trust you guys. You guys are clever enough to work that out, that if I'm talking about Movember or something, that it wasn't recorded in February. But like, it doesn't really matter anyway, because maybe you're listening to old ones. Maybe this is way down the line. So who... Yeah, I don't know. So what I'm going to do... and, yep, thanks for your input, Shirley. We can do it. Trish, all of these. Yeah, they're the staff here, just building a little cinematic universe of tidbits. And so we're going to keep the dual timeline, and then I can just put the old ones out, or put the queue out. They're not old. They're still, you know, still should be all right. But then if I fancy jumping in, I'll just jump the line with a new one, just like I've done today, sort of jumping between. I think the queue is back in October at the moment. So why didn't you just release them back then? Yeah, I'll be honest, I lost confidence in the one. Remember the first lost tape that had the fart thing? And I was like, oh, I'm going to have to find more fart songs. And I just couldn't get around to editing it. So I started to record more. And then I was like, all right, I've got too many now. I'll put these out as a little side series. But then now we're in the side series and yeah, whatever. Do I just put them all out as a big chunk? But anyway, I think this is the best way. I'm going to, you know, I'll say this episode is recorded in blah, 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 blah. And then, yeah, I think we're grooving. And you guys are smart enough to understand that. And yeah, from now on, the lost tapes are maybe not the lost tapes, but they are the lost tapes, but they're not lost. And they're not tapes, actually, as well, you know? Lost tapes, which, of course, lost tapes is Spanish for the tapes. Los tapes, maybe. Tapas. You know, tapas means lid. I looked it up the other day. Or I think it means finger food as well, but tapas. Anyway, there's no real through line, so I'm going to scrap the lost tapes numbering. And that's, you know, what do you think? I'll put it out there. This has been a very one-sided meeting at the moment, but let's just say meeting adjourned. And I'll get Hargreaves to process the minutes. Hargreaves, is that all good with you? Yeah, great, good man. And, you know, maybe Hargreaves is a bit of a wanker, so maybe he can, you know, get you an actionable document. Maybe get some synergy in our headspace, you know. streamline the optics. I think this is all just straight Bob Mortimer. Jeff Linton can, you know, put a pin in that and we'll unpack it later. You know, lots to unpack. You know, build as we fly, optimize our growth and our stratagems. Great. Fuck you, Hargreaves. But anyway, oh man, I remember when I, hello. I remember when I got made redundant, and this was back in COVID. There's this fucking tosser, right? He said, we're just right-sizing the business. This fucking guy. But anyway, that's years ago. He's a good lad. He had to do what he had to do. But yeah, as always, as we're on the topic of buzzwords and little sayings, I think, have I got a note in here somewhere? All right, let me click. Bastard. Yeah, okay, yeah. So in sayings, I've got a little note I wrote to myself the other day. And it says, stuff that sounds cool, but it's really not. So I've only got two. Maybe you can think of some others. But number one I've got here, having wind. That sounds so much cooler than it is, you know? Like, I possess the power of the wind. You know what I mean? But really, you're just an auntie with a farty belly sort of thing. So having wind sounds cool. And I've got here, going commando. I mean, that sounds cool, doesn't it? But, you know, really, it's nothing, you know? Going commando, that's just saying, oh, did you know that I'm naked under my clothes? But, you know, maybe the coverage The coverage is the important part, isn't it? Not the number of layers. That, oh, I've got... There's only one layer between us and my genitals, sort of thing. But anyway, yeah, going commando, that sounds cooler than it actually is. And, do you want to joke about my penis? Don't worry, I've got it covered. Whoa! Lovely. Anyway, so, yeah, let's cut it off there. again, bad choice of phrase after that penis joke, but get in touch. Oh, okay, we're all just, this has become like that, has it? So let's okay, no more. So thanks a lot for all the feedback, and oh my God, yeah, for the last couple of weeks, we've had some really, really nice ones, you know, so you know who you are. Thanks for those messages, and yeah, my God, lovely. So it's been really nice. More of that, please. Put some stars on Spotify. I think I've got 6 ratings at the moment. And I'll be honest, one of them's me, because I'm a fucking cool guy. But yeah. Oh yeah, you can get involved with the Patreon. The Tidbits Break-Even Project is in full fling, full swing, and full effect. And yeah, if you are interested in just making me very, you know, making me generationally rich, just do it for a laugh. Why not? Give me your savings. Nah, horrendous. Give it to something important. But yeah, if you do have disposable and you want to chuck it this way, then join into the Tidbits project and see if we can break even. The Patreon is patreon.com/tidbitspod, and I'll be honest, at the moment I'm not sure what to do in the way of rewards and stuff, so at the moment it's literally just chucking your money into a well, and but it's a laugh, isn't it? It's a funny well, and yeah, maybe I'll think of something, some kind of extra you can get. But anyway, oh yeah, and you know what, you know what I've been meaning to do for a while, yeah, I think I'm gonna... No, I don't know. Okay, this can be for another meeting. I'm struggling for the words here. So, yeah, whatever you've been thinking of doing, that little project, that thing, get it done, man. Now's the time. Get it started. You know, that book you're gonna write, that... I don't know, if you're gonna do some poems or whatever, get it done. Show me. I'm intrigued. I want to see it. So, yeah, make your 2026 a magical one. Bit of fromage at the end. And yeah, right, that's all for now. And see you later.
Actually precedes the beginning of the black and white scenes, and the gap between the beginning of the black and white scenes and this long-term memory stuff, some of which is color, some of which is black and white, that gap is unspecified. The lead character, because of his particular condition, he can never know how long that's been. He's cut loose in time effectively, so we never wanted to specify for the audience. We imply a length of time to it, because it's the time in which he's had these tattoos put on, that he's been living this life, so forth. So that gap, to me, is where the most interesting ambiguity of the film is at the end. You know, we never wanted to step fully outside his head and, you know, specify too many of these things in terms of an objective reality. Because to me, one of the interesting things about the film and what we were trying to do is essentially present an idea of the tension between our subjective view of the world, the subjective way in which we have to experience life, and then our faith in an objective reality beyond that.